This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Dan.
And I'm Rob.
And welcome to 6 Minute English. Today we're talking about NASA's final shuttle flight.
NASA, the American space agency, is closing its shuttle service after 30 years. A space shuttle is a spaceship that's designed to make repeated journeys between Earth and space. And NASA launches its final shuttle flight on the 8th of July.
It's the end of an era for space travel.
Yep, the end of an era. It's the end of a significant period of history.
Russia and America have been using rockets for space travel since the 1960s. Rockets are tube-shaped devices that use explosions to power them into the air. But NASA first started using reusable space shuttles in 1981. This final shuttle mission is the 135th shuttle flight. So, talking of developments in space travel, I've got this week's question for you, Rob. We all know that Neil Armstrong was the first man on the moon. But how many people in total have walked on the moon so far? Is it A, 12, B, 18, or C, 24?
That's a good question. I'd say 18.
As always, we'll see if you're right at the end of the programme.
OK.
First of all, let's hear from BBC science correspondent Pallav Ghosh. Here he is reporting on NASA's final shuttle flight. He says the first shuttle, Columbia, was launched into orbit 30 years ago, and it heralded a new era.
To launch something means to put into motion or put into action, and orbit here is the area around the Earth. So NASA launched its first shuttle into orbit 30 years ago. To herald something means to announce that something is about to happen. So 30 years ago, the shuttle heralded a new era for space travel.
Here's the BBC report on NASA's shuttle programme. What words does the reporter use to describe people's expectations of space travel? And how was this different from what actually happened?
5, 4, we've gone for main engine start. We have main engine start. Lift off of America's first space shuttle.
30 years ago, the first shuttle was launched into orbit.
And the shuttle has cleared the tower.
Columbia was to herald a new era, where space travel was cheap and commonplace. That, of course, didn't happen. Instead, it was expensive and dangerous, resulting in two shuttles being destroyed in flight.
The reporter there said that with the launch of Columbia, people believed space travel would be cheap and commonplace, but in fact it was expensive and dangerous. What does commonplace here mean, Rob?
Commonplace means usual or everyday. People expected space travel to be a cheap, commonplace activity, but of course it wasn't.
No, space travel has always been a very expensive business, and dangerous too. Two of the shuttles were destroyed in flight. The disasters killed 14 astronauts.
Astronauts are the people who are trained for space travel. So what's happening to NASA's shuttle programme now, Dan?
Well, nothing really. The programme is too expensive to continue. It costs around $4 billion a year. Around 10,000 workers have already lost their jobs in the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, and around 5,000 more are losing their jobs in the Johnson Space Center in Texas.
Wow, so a lot of people becoming unemployed with the end of the shuttle program.
Yeah. Let's hear from one of the workers who was involved in the shuttle program. Jerry Mulberry was an engineer for NASA and now runs a shop selling space memorabilia.
So Jerry was an engineer, a person who designs and builds machines, and now he sells memorabilia, objects that are collected because of their historic interest.
Let's listen to the clip. How does Jerry feel about the end of the shuttle program?
Yeah, it's kind of a sad and a happy time. You know, we've been part of this thing for a long time, and you know, to see the final mission, I don't know if it's really set in yet, and it probably won't till it's on its way to space.
Well, for Jerry, the final launch is both a sad and happy time. He says his feelings haven't really set in yet.
To set in here means to become fixed or permanent. I suppose it's sad that the programme is over, but it's also a time to celebrate the programme's achievements. Don't you think that's right, Dan?
Well, NASA would certainly like people to remember all the achievements of the shuttle programme since it started.
And what does this mean for space travel now, then, Dan? Does this mean no more astronauts going into space?
Well, NASA is hoping that private companies will be able to take astronauts into space, though that probably won't happen for several years. In the meantime, NASA will pay Russia to fly its astronauts up for them. Right, Rob? Well, back to today's question. I asked you how many people in total have walked on the moon so far.
Well, I said 18, so was I right?
Well, in fact, you weren't. Only 12 people have walked on the moon so far. Neil Armstrong was the first man on the moon in 1969, and Eugene Cheryan was the last man to set foot on the moon in 1972. So it was only 3 years, really, that people were on the moon.
Hmm.
Well, Rob, before we go, let's hear some of the words and phrases we've used in today's programme.
OK, we had space shuttle, the end of an era, rockets, to launch, orbit, to herald, commonplace, astronaut, engineer, memorabilia.
Thanks, Rob. I hope you've enjoyed today's programme and you'll join us again for more 6 Minute English next time.
Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.